Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
This is Eadoon. I'm told you can hear me. You knew me as Abby Melton. I'm so very sorry, Owen, for everything you've been through. We should have been there to welcome you, to help you. Your reduction was 1,000 years sooner than predicted. I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. Jupiter is beautiful, isn't she? A great, bubbling matriarch with 79 loyal children.
Naked on the floor in a giant tube-shaped ship floating in Jupiter's winds. I can't move. I crashed. I'm staring at a robot shaped like a broom. I think it's off. fell over when the power went out. I think the tube ship is damaged. It crashed.
Do you remember what it's called?
Oval.
That's right.
Okay, let's find the oval.
And there goes the whole thing. Whole thing.
I'm making soup suds.
Please take the bait.
I can see. Hello? I'm sitting up. The suit. These clothes helped me out. I can walk.
Magnesium Film presents Celeritas, Episode 10. After the show, join our Discord community for bonus content, in-depth discussion, and AMAs with the creators. Discord link at celeritaspod.com.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Oh, Vega. I'm in the tube ship. Everything is round corners, flexible, emergency lighting. I think my organs have been replaced. Those numbers on the wall. 2865M. When I crashed the seahorse crate, was that 11238A? That's not close in any dimension. There's another one. 2965L. So X went up, Z went down, and Y stayed the same. So the seahorses on 238 are up.
Hope's been gone for a long time, Owen. I know this is a lot to process. I'll arrive soon and we can talk face to face.
There's a sign on the wall. It looks like a train symbol.
You changed the course of human history. Earth is forever in your debt, as am I.
If this is Abby, what happened to Chandra and Clementine?
Do you want to talk about that right now?
Sure.
They're gone, Owen. Do you want to hear more?
Okay.
We did rewrite medicine, but Clementine's virus had progressed too far. With Chandra's blessing, your daughter was the first human trial of ascension. And it was miraculous.
You mean you...
We digitized her gentle consciousness.
You fucking copied her?
No. We freed her mind from her failing body. Just like we can free you from yours.
What kind of monster are you? What have you done?
I saved millions of species from being wiped out by an organism that needed to leave the nest.
What happened to her?
We worked together for 20 years, perfecting the process. But she was the first. She was unstable. One day, she was just gone. I'm sorry, Owen.
Gone where?
Gone, Owen.
Clem. I know about the genocide. The technocene.
Yes. A few fanatics went rogue and hurt people. They were dealt with.
You killed billions.
I didn't kill anybody. I just gave them free healthcare. And then, if they wanted immortality, all I asked in return was that they not have children. It only takes one sterile generation to Earth healed. It's beautiful. You should see it.
I did.
Good night, sweetheart.
I want to come watch you walk down the stairs.
We just spent all this time getting calm and sleepy.
But I'll cry if I don't.
What's the feeling you get when you watch us walk down the stairs?
It helps me remember you.
Remember me. Let's try this. While I'm right here next to you, we'll promise to remember each other.
Okay. Just for tonight.
Okay. I remember you.
I remember you.
This has to end. Another train symbol. I'm close. Here we go. I followed signs to a tram stop. Clear doors. I can see inside. Tunnel's empty. And vertical. It's an empty elevator shaft. No tram. Maybe I can climb up. Power's still up. Maybe I can force the doors open with the suit. Oh, Vega. I'm lying on the ground, talking to myself. Trying to shove an elevator door open using some flannel exo pajamas. Then I'm going back to bed.
Notice, please clear the doorway. The door is closing in 5 seconds.
Shit.
4, 3.
Shit.
2, 1. Warning. Door closing now.
I'm over the edge, hanging on an endless maintenance ladder in a giant elevator shaft. It curves hundreds of meters above and below me. This must be the vertical side of the tube. And I need to get... There's a floor number above me. It says 64. That's less. So 238 is down. These aren't floor numbers. These are degrees of a circle.
This one time, I lifted up a toilet lid and there, floating in the bowl, was an ant. It had probably been in there for days in the dark, with no hope of survival. And you know what it was doing? Treading water, as if at any minute he was gonna figure it out. That's not hope. That's just mindlessness. What are you doing, Owen?
Just looking for the bathroom.
You're halfway to the grave. Now you're being offered immortality in paradise. I just don't get it.
This is paradise, huh?
Not yet. But now we've paid our dues.
Who's we?
The human mind will do incredible things to survive. Wayne protected me. Still does.
He's... Wayne is you? Wayne gave up the Venus location to save you. It wasn't you, Herman. You didn't do this.
Life isn't just about feeling someone. When you're the dominant species, it's about responsibility. That's what deities are for, aren't they?
You're not a deity. You're a mammal, trapped in purgatory.
All creatures consume and kill. But an advanced mind with physical needs is the ultimate bioweapon. It won't stop, and it cannot be balanced.
Door open.
What the fuck is that? Herman, call it off!
Environmental collapse is inevitable.
Why do you think I'm a threat?
Getting pretty good with those pants.
Herman, call it off, please! I can't hurt you! Get this Sasquatch Roomba off me!
Owen, this is Claude. You okay, Claude?
Yes.
Do you feel trapped, Owen? Imagine being suspended over oblivion. And the only way to survive was to keep a million-ton tube flying indefinitely in thousand-kilometer winds. I'm sorry. You're my ticket out of this junkie.
You gave them Venus. Why'd they trap you here?
She never trusted in danger. No matter what they...
Claude?
Claude, wake the fuck up! Claude! Herman, please wake up. And give this thing a floor to clean.
Oh, shit.
Hope, Vega, I'm hanging from the ceiling in the bottom of a giant subway tunnel loop. Me and some carbon-plated panda just fell 100 floors. This last 10-meter drop is gonna be worse. Okay, Pants. You got this. Oh my god. Wow. This is remarkable loungewear. I need to get very far from a huge robot knocked out on the ground. There's something about Abby Malton. I think she's alive. Like Herman. 241. I'm close. My body isn't working. There's a crate of explosives hidden. It's my only chance.
Can we read another book?
No, we did all 4 books, just like every night.
Daddy.
Yes, honey.
Can we have a long conversation?
It's time for sleep, sweetheart.
What if we're all just God's dreams?
Maybe. Do you think we're in a good dream?
I got a quesadilla for dinner.
That sounds pretty good.
And in a bad dream, nothing works. So if you keep trying, you can tell it's a good dream.
So I should keep trying to get you to sleep, huh?
Just keep trying, Daddy. This is a good dream.
I see another door.
Top of each other, connected with bridges and creeks.
Nice, right?
Who is this for?
Same as all the missions. Mining, research, zealots proving they didn't need to live on Earth.
But then they were all...
That was before my time.
Owen! You can't hide, Owen! Could an insect hide on your face? This ship is me! My body! I can feel you!
Shit!
Here they come!
Fuck it.
Fuck me.
Aladdin. 12-2-3-6-8. I'm close. G. The A floor must be on the inside wall of the tube.
Oh. Are you blind? This is your destiny. This is the meaning of your life.
There's nothing to hope for if you live forever. Sounds like hell.
Owen, don't you see? Remove time and the whole universe becomes accessible. Point yourself at a star and wake up on arrival. Don't you want to know what's out there?
I think I've had enough floating in space.
What if I told you that I've seen another Earth? Another Eden floating in the emptiness, teeming with creatures of every shape, color, and ability. And what if I told you that one of these creatures was decimating the planet, wiping out 100 species a day? What should we do?
So genociding all higher intelligence is the answer?
No. You just convinced them to upload.
Even you are a part of nature, I mean.
The most intelligent mind for 50 light years wiped out multiple species of rhinoceros because they thought its horn was an aphrodisiac. It wasn't. Do you know what maceration is?
No.
It's the process of shredding a baby chicken alive because it's a boy. Hatcheries were grinding up 20 million living chicks a day. Humanity became post-intellectual, post-morality. It's not our fault. Selfish intelligence will always devour its birthplace.
Jesus. I'm at the top. This must be A. Come. This has got to be an access hatch. Okay.
I'm out of the pipe.
The hallway looks familiar. 12236A. I did it. I'm near the crash site. They found me. I'm almost to the seahorses. The 11238A. I'm here. There's the storage panel. Oh, fuck. The spider.
It's really you. What you got in there, Owen?
I brought you something. No. It's empty.
You thought we wouldn't notice a half dozen seahorses in the wall?
Why are you a giant spider?
There are more pleasant forms on board. But this stopped being pleasant.
What do you want with me, Abby?
It's time to ascend, Owen. We've been waiting for you.
You never told me what happened to Sean.
She never ascended. But she lived a long life and held you and Clementine in her thoughts to the end.
You were right about all of it. Solar sail, the double hull. How did you know?
I didn't. But I wanted to give you every possible chance.
Because you knew you were sending me to die.
I sent you so others could live. So Clementine could live. There are so many beautiful worlds out there, Owen. Come save them with me.
Do I have any choice?
Yes.
Back up, bot! Herman!
I'm sorry, Abby. Owen, get to 10-180A.
What are you doing, Herman?
I'm fine.
Owen, go! Watch Winston! Do not let her pass!
Owen, come back!
What are you doing?
Having a little moment of home.
I'll never make it.
It's about to get a lot easier. Ah! There's Broomy. Show him the way.
What's happening?
We've kept this thing up long enough.
You're crashing the whole base? In there? Holy shit. Are those all ships? Am I supposed to? Okay, coming, I'm coming. Where are all those pods? What, get in there? These are escape pods? I'm gonna be shot out of that tube? And then what? To where? Are you kidding? Jesus Christ. No way. Hi, Bingo Bear. Thank you. This is like the medical bubble. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm in an escape pod, squeezing some mesh harness. It's filling with liquid.
This is suicide, Owen. Do you know how these things work? Herman, end this now!
I guess I didn't tell you the end of the story.
Is there supposed to be a mask? Or a tube or something?
I saved the air in my toilet. I admired him. I never would have held on that long.
Herman!
You can still undo this, Herman. But if you don't, I will send you to real hell for a real eternity.
And there it is. I believe you became a deity, Abby. Just not the one you thought.
What happened? Herman! Herbert, did it break?
How am I in a forest? Am I home?
Celeritas Episode 10 is produced by Magnesium Film and stars Alexandra Dell as Owen Keating, Erica Alperin as Abby Malton, Damon Allums as Herman and Wayne, and Penelope Adele as Clementine Keating. Featured music, Binary Runner by Aethek on Third Colony Music, and Upper Management by To Dust We Return. Sound editing by Brad Colebrook and Alexander Adele. New episodes are released every few weeks. Follow this podcast for new episode alerts and join our Discord community for bonus content, in-depth discussion, and AMAs with the creators. Discord link at celeritaspod.com. Until then, embrace the emptiness.